news, traffic, and weather on air, online. We are News Radio, WCBS New York.
It's a minute before noon, Saturday, September 7th. I'm John Metaxas. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom. A 69-year-old man is declared brain dead after an attack in Union Square Park, now investigated as a hate crime. Mayor Bloomberg may endorse Republican Joe Loda if Bill de Blasio wins the Democratic nomination. A New Jersey fifth grader is charged with planning a Newtown-style attack. Three men on Long Island are charged with stealing more than two dozen credit cards. President Obama plans an address to the nation about Syria on Tuesday. Yankees host the Red Sox today. Our pregame starts a half hour from now at 12:30. The Mets at the Indians at 6 o'clock tonight. Men's semifinals action at the U.S. Open. It's 12 noon.
CBS News. I'm Jim Taylor. Chemical weapons use in Syria. The European Union says there's no doubt about it.
Information from a wide variety of sources confirms the existence.
In that very thin atmosphere.
This is CBS News.
Live from the CBS Hudson Square Broadcast Center in Manhattan, we are News Radio, WCBS HD and WCBS FM HD2, New York.
Mostly sunny skies over the city. Temperatures in the low 70s and very comfortable out there. We've had a very nice morning heading into the afternoon right now. Beautiful day for a fan fest. The WCBS Yankees Radio Network Fan Fest is on at the Intrepid. That's where we find our meteorologist Todd Glickman, and he joins us live.
All right, John, thousands of people having a terrific time here today. It's great for the entire family. Still to come, Shane Spencer and Cecil Fielder, former Yankees players, will be giving out autographs. You'll have to get online, get a wrist bracelet, and then you will get your autographs. The Yankees Radio Network Fan Fest Health and Wellness Village has healthy tips and screenings for you, as well as games for people of all ages. So come on down, and you can also enjoy the music of the Nerds. They're playing in the background right now. It's a beautiful day, and John will be back with more in traffic and weather together at 8 past the hour.
All right, thank you, Todd. The Nerds are coming through crystal clear. WCBS News Time, 12:05. Detectives from the NYPD's Hate Crimes Task Force are investigating a
dental implants, new teeth, and life the way it used to be.
WCBS News Time, 12:08. Traffic and weather together. What's happening out there, Dave Steckel?
Well, we got some Yankee traffic underway. The inbound upper deck of the George Washington Bridge is continuing to build. Looks like at least a 15-minute delay, no matter if you're paying cash or Easy Pass. Hopefully, Easy Pass will shave off a little bit. Actually, now probably put it a little bit closer to 20. The inbound lower level also now very slow. No big delay through the tolls, but once you're through the tolls, you try to get onto the bridge itself, things really jam up. Both levels very slow across, and then heading southbound on the Major Deegan, things are slow getting down towards the stadium. At the moment, looks much better coming off of the RFK Bridge and onto the northbound Major Deegan, but I'm sure that will start to pick up as well. Why don't you head for Mass Transit? Metro North trains and the subways doing very well today. They are all on or close. Lincoln Tunnel starting to get a little bit busy on the outbound side. Inbound is in pretty good shape. Looks pretty good at the Holland Tunnel into the city, but back into New Jersey, things, of course, slow as usual on the New York City side. Watch it at the Throgs Bridge back to Queens. Two lanes are blocked. That is construction. Head for the Whitestone instead. Off to New Jersey, where things continue to improve very slowly but surely on the southbound New Jersey Turnpike. All lanes reopen down by Interchange 7, but again, things are still very slow. Up in Westchester, lots of slow traffic along the Hutch and the Cross County, but no major problems. And on to Long Island, where the LIE and Northern State are fine, but there's an accident in Shirley, Sunrise Highway East, as you approach William Floyd Parkway. Our next traffic updates in less than 10 minutes on WCBS.
Let's get the weather from our meteorologist Todd Glickman at the Intrepid.
Beautiful day today here, John. You know, it can get quite hot this time of year still. The record high temperature for New York this date, 101. That was set back in 1881, but it can get cold too. Just 4 years later, the record low was set at 46. We'll be right smack on the averages today, headed to near 80 this afternoon, and thankfully the humidity very low as well. It'll cloud over tonight, mid-60s in town, 60 in the suburbs. Maybe a quick shower tomorrow morning in a couple of communities. Then the sun comes out again for the afternoon. The wind picks up. It'll be gusty with temperatures in the lower 80s, and a Monday mainly sunny with high temperatures in the low 70s. Sunshine, 75 degrees now. That's up for the last hour in Central Park. Humidity, 31%, and there's no wind. From Yankees Fan Fest at the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum, I'm meteorologist Todd Glickman, WCBS 880.
WCBS News Time, 12:11.
are going on Long Island. Our next traffic update's in less than 10 minutes on WCBS.
Let's get the weather forecast now from meteorologist Todd Glickman at the Fan Fest on the Intrepid.
Hey John, just a couple of yards to my right now under the nose of the British Airways Concorde. People lining up for more former Yankee players' autographs. And people of all ages having a great time today with the health and wellness section of the Fan Fest. There are a lot of games and memorabilia that you can pick up, some food samples too. So come on out and enjoy. We're going to be here until 4 o'clock this afternoon under the bright sunny sky. It's up 4 degrees in the last hour, 75 in Midtown now. Headed to near 80 this afternoon. No wind and very low humidity too. But a cloud over tonight. Temperatures in the mid-60s. Tomorrow maybe a quick shower in the morning, then sunny with temperatures back to the low 80s in the afternoon and a gusty northwesterly wind. Monday will be sunny, highs in the low 70s. And in the 5-day outlook, Tuesday and Wednesday, sunshine and dry, back into the 80s once again. Sunshine 75 degrees right now in Central Park. From Yankees Fan Fest at the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum, I'm meteorologist Todd Glickman, WCBS 880.
WCBS News Time, 1221.
Use Mass Transit, Metro North, and all the subways. They're running on or close to schedule. Let's check in with meteorologist Todd Glickman at Yankee Fan Fest, WCBS Pinpoint Weather.
All right, Dave, if you're not going to the Yankees game, come on down. We'll be here until 4 o'clock. We'll have the Yankees game on the radio here at Fan Fest with a bright sunny sky. Temperatures today 75 to 80 degrees, then clouding over tonight. Temperatures in the mid-60s. Tomorrow could be a morning shower, too. Partly sunny during the afternoon. High temperature will be in the lower 80s with a gusty northwesterly wind. Monday, sunny, and highs in low 70s. Yankees pregame is next. From Yankees Fan Fest at the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum, I'm meteorologist Todd Glickman, WCBS 880, WCBS News Time, 1230.